Gasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University recording this, the return of sports. What's going on in the MHK this week? We got a couple things, we got a couple other sports kicking things off here in 2026, Monday, January 12th, 2026. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, baseball around the corner. We got a couple of sports going, starting up this weekend. That's including indoor track and field and women's tennis. How about that? And so much more. It's the very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Monday. This will go out immediately. I'm going to have the women's postcast I recorded yesterday come up tonight. This will probably come up this afternoon and maybe slip in another one here. If you're not a subscriber to this podcast, you might want to get on that right now. Hit the alarm bell. Hit the subscribe button first. Alarm bell. Also, make sure you update. That way, you have low content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. And if you are a daily listener to this podcast, yes, we are a daily K-State podcast. All caps, keyword here in that sentence, daily. Yes, daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Yesterday, on Sunday, yes, and we record. Also have episodes for you on the weekends, including postcast, just like yesterday, of the men's loss, unexpected loss to Arizona State. Three episodes went down yesterday on this podcast. So definitely, we try to do our best. Obviously, in that, Colin Klein, your new head coach of K-State football, been rocking and rolling, getting recruits in here. There are two more recruits that committed yesterday there as well. They've been so fast, we can't even keep up. But we got you covered every single day, and we'll get to round to those commitments throughout the rest of the month of January, and then some. So much more. You got Gatorade Play of the Years added on to this team. Well, not this to the football team, but the women's volleyball team, and so much more. It's been a minute since we had this segment as part of the show, and I was looking at the calendar for this week, and we got a couple other teams starting things back up here in 2026. Nothing for today. Well, obviously, besides the national championship game, the last day of college football in this 2025-26 season ends tonight. More on that on the EG3 side of stuff. I'm going to be recording that here in another hour. So there is so much to talk about on that side of the spectrum. But obviously, we're going to start with Wednesday because that's where K-State Athletics begins this week. There with UCF for K-State men's basketball. And I just said the specific loss to Arizona State. Yeah, it's going to get worse. Yeah, it's going to get worse from there. I said it was going to be a big game, and some of y'all, other K-State media out there, say it wasn't a big game. Well, y'all be kidding yourselves there, because Arizona State, that should have been a win. That should have been a win in the bank. And I know that's easy for me. That's probably easy for me to say that sitting here when the sun's shining here in Kansas City, Missouri, but look. You can't play games on paper, as we often do, myself included on here, that you got to go out there and put it out there on the, whether it's half marathon, on the football field, track and field, tennis court, wherever you want it is, you got to go out there and prove it, that you are better than that person, that team, whatever that is. And K-State was not the better team over the weekend. Neither K-State teams were. Basketball teams over the weekend. So, this team's in trouble. And I know Jerome Tang trying to take the positives out of the deal there, out of it, and which is good. But on the flip side, again, what is the main result that I talked about, that I stressed over the weekend? If you have not listened to the postcast of Arizona State, you might want to go back and check it out. Also, I talked about it, the same thing, on the women's postcast when they lost to Utah. That's coming out tonight during the Monday night game, the final wild card game of what has been a thrilling, probably outside of, well, New England, Los Angeles Chargers and the New England Patriots, that kind of came down to the fourth quarter there before things got out of hand a little bit for the Chargers, but wins and losses. And at the end of the night, end of the day, you're losing basketball games. That, and you're losing conference games, and you're becoming a laughingstock. 0-3 in the Big 12. That's what you're getting at right now. And however that is, whether, I don't know. And with the combination of, this is despite the combination of Peachy Haggerty, yeah, and he is going to be the best player on the court most of the time. And Abdi Bashir, he plays up to his potential. Those two combined for almost 50 points, and we still somehow lost the game. So I don't know. I don't have the answer for you there. I know Jerome, Coach Tang is trying to look at positives and all that, but at the end of the day, I expected this team to get to the tournament, and they keep getting further and further away from it. And we have not been into the tournament, which is the big show, in two and a half years. And it could be three in a row. And this team, I hate jumping over hurdles. But at the end of the day, this ain't looking good for this team. So we'll find out Wednesday how it's going to shake down. Again, we're going to do more shoot-around. We're coming right back to this on a shoot-around of the Big 12 when I record that sometime tomorrow. I got to get my new schedule out, work schedule out, because on the other end of that spectrum, I don't have any information on that. So people are slacking off here. Whether it's over there, over here, it don't matter. And I have a legitimate argument on one workplace. I'm not going to get into that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer here, as we're only on Wednesday here on the show. Let's move on. This is the This Week in the MHK segment of the show. This has been the first time in a bit that we've done this, because we have a couple other sports that are going on, and that includes, how about this? Hey, women's tennis returns for the first time in 2026. Head coach Jordan Smith and company, they're going to Lawrence for the Jayhawk Invitational. That is on Thursday. We'll have more on that at some point this week. Again, I got to get my new work schedule. I've been really out of sync the last 3.5 months. These 3.5 months, it has not been fun outside of the work that I have gotten an opportunity to do, or outside of work, running and recording episodes for the two podcasts that I have right now. It has not been fun. I stressed it out on this podcast several times, and I'm doing it again here. But yeah, so got to get the work schedule out. And again, I'm glad that I'm somewhat back to normal, not working these damn late nights, or whatever you want to call that. But yeah, Jordan Smith, the head coach of this team, right, going back to work. Jayhawk Invitational going down on Thursday. So, and this team, we talked about the young cats throughout the fall semester, last semester. This team is young. they were super busy, I don't think we covered, since the inception of this podcast, the women's tennis team usually has the busy schedule in the fall. I don't remember recalling that. Now, I think that's the first, especially that's good for a young team. They need the reps. So, the women's tennis team back in action. That's on Thursday with the Jayhawk Invitational. And then, that answers my question. So, that's a two-day tournament there for K-State women's tennis. Thursday and Friday. So that's on the back end of the week there as well. And then, of course, that'll lead us into track and field. I've been promoting it on this podcast for the last 11 days or so. Yeah, 11, now 12 days on the show. Indoor track and field returns to Cliff Ravetto Indoor Facility, led by Travis Schofield, your director / head coach of the women's track and field programs, Thane Baker Invitation. And there was an episode about the schedules a while back. Go check it out. If you're fresh to this podcast, you want to know more information on that, go check that out. There's what a Thane Baker Invitational going down on Friday. That kicks off the K-State Friday. Then you got the continuation of the Jayhawk Invitational there as well. So exciting times now. See, we got women's tennis back in gear. Indoor track and field about to start. Yes, sir. We're again, if those are your freshest podcast or been following this podcast for a while, but this is mainly pertaining to new people. We talk about news, obviously, have segments on the show, breaking news, and we try to record postcast, recaps, whatever you want to call it, after every K-State athletic event. Yes, sir. So we do that there as well. We try to cover everything here on this particular K-State podcast, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, yeah, there's nothing on Sunday. So, doubleheader on Saturday. Women's basketball gets it started in Lubbock, Texas Tech. And they have no midweek game this week. And, again, I mentioned to them early in this episode. The loss to Utah by 7 after trailing by 19. They continue. And this has been a game in, game out, occurrence, falling behind, and it trying to come back and assert themselves, right? So, I don't have the standings, right? I don't have the Big 12 standings in front of me right now. That's a moot point. I'll probably get around to that at some point this week as we get things going, as we get things back in some type of rhythm here across the board. But, yeah, man, so Texas Tech, that's a 1 o'clock tip, a little bit after that, in Lubbock, Texas, for K-State. And K-State women's basketball coverage wise, if you want to focus in on that, is 2-3. They've been tottering all year long, around the 500 mark there as well. And then things kind of wrap up for K-State athletics this week with, again, K-State men's basketball. I think it's safe to say here, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this, I think it's safe to say this week is probably the biggest week of the season. And you host ranked UCF Wednesday, and you end the week going to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. A team that Oklahoma State, when I checked the standings overall, they are much, much improved from last year. This team cannot go 0-5. You cannot afford to go 0-5. That just out of the question at this point. You're not going to find a way. Yes, I mean, Coach Tang is right on all levels. I mean, yeah, you have a chance to win every night, but you got to give yourself a chance to win. You got to capitalize. And that's the big issue with this team right now. Capitalize. You got to beat the teams that you're supposed to win. Arizona State was one of them. There's just no way around it. You lost. And you had an opportunity to, you were right there with BYU, a top 10 ranked team in the country, to start things off in the conference play. You didn't do that, especially at home, where usually, and Jerome Tang's teams have done it, have beaten ranked teams at home. We have seen it. So we have seen it. It can be accomplished. It wasn't accomplished against BYU, and you didn't capitalize. We had our moments against Arizona State. We can't keep beating around the bush. You should have won that ball game. It should not come down to, for the second year in a row, free throws. It went K-State's way last year. It didn't this time around because Arizona State put the nail in the coffin on that. So you cannot go for 0-5. And the road keeps getting darker and darker for this team. So huge week for K-State basketball this week. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion there on that. UCF ranked at home. You get them at home. So you have another opportunity to capitalize or somewhat try to turn this thing around. It starts on Wednesday night. And then you end with OSU, Oklahoma State, on Saturday afternoon. That is a interesting tip. So that's a late tip, sort of, at Stillwater, 9 o'clock Central Time. Oof. So you got to wait all night to play, all day to play, and you got to wait till 9 o'clock. I don't know about that. I'd rather play at 7. 7, honestly, in my opinion, but that, I don't make the schedule. I don't make the time schedule. So you have to ask Big 12 about that one. So, yeah, so that's a sort of the first busy week for K-State Athletics here in 2006. Mark it down. Check it off the book, baby, on that, with a huge couple of games for K-State men's basketball, the start of K-State indoor track and field and women's tennis, and K-State women's basketball resumes their Big 12 action on Saturday. Wow, so big, big, so busy week ahead for KCLX here this week, starting on Wednesday night with K-State men's basketball hosting what should be ranked UCF. Well, UCF last week was ranked 25th in the country. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily or in chance to record Kansas State content. Again, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there as well. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Continue to spread the word, and I cannot thank you guys enough for your continued support of this podcast. Man, the numbers have been super consistent. Really going back to late last semester there as well. Well, this stretch really has been unbelievable, giving y'all content, and I am just blown away continuously by you guys. Kate, where all K-State Nation, if you're not part of K-State Nation, you're interested in K-State sports, we'll appreciate that as well. Continue to subscribe. Continue to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We do our best to come at you daily, every single day, with some type of content, whether it's in the portal or what's going on currently with K-State sports. I appreciate that. A big thank you to all of you guys for your continued support of this Kansas State podcast, this quote-unquote other K-State podcast. Alex A. Knack, Darren Shannon, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Cats.